tells you about how Africa is trying to play an important role in the current crisis to make sure that the war doesn't have a bad effect on the economic situation on the continent at the moment. Because if there is peace, Africa can have access not only to the maize, to the wheat, but also to the fertilizer that are really useful for the continent.
In the meantime, do you feel that this is creating some kind of a rift or division between, say, the West and Africa?
Well, I think for the first time, Africa is really trying in this type of crisis to defend its own interests. Let me put it in this way. All African countries have said many times that this war is not a war for Africa. It's a war between Western countries, and Africa has nothing to do with it. And even Africa is victim of the war because some of the effects of the war are bad for the economy, for access to the food security and other stuff. That's one thing. I think the second reason, in my view, why African countries don't want to be involved, they've seen the kind of investment, the kind of military effort, the kind of money that the European countries have spent to support Ukraine in its war against Russia. When a few years ago, the same African countries were asking European countries to help in supporting their effort in the war in the Sahel region, they didn't receive any money, or they received only peanuts, while billions of US dollars or euros are spent for the Ukraine.
At the same time, is it fair to argue that perhaps Africa, while it has such positions, the West may argue that, hey, Africa, we are always there for you, so you must stand with us?
You know, what you are saying is exactly what President Macron said during the UN General Assembly, saying that all African countries, the rest of the world, should take the side of European and Ukrainian in this war against Russia. But as I told you earlier, African countries are refusing. Yes, they condemn any occupation. They condemn any attack on the independence or the territorial integrity of Ukraine, because these are the principles that African cherish the most in the Constitutive Act of the African Union. Those principles are clearly mentioned. But having said that, on the other aspect of the war, African countries are feeling that it's not their war. It's the war between two European countries, or even between the West and the East,